Our healthcare hero spotlight today brings us to New Jersey, where Liz Bernich and Gina McGuire started FLAG, or the Frontline Appreciation Group, to coordinate community donations of masks and food to help out busy first responders. So Liz, tell us about how and why you started this organization.
Sure. So I had seen a friend post basically a picture of a meal plan for the Huntington Hospital Meals Group on Long Island right as things were getting really sketchy with the pandemic. And I thought that was a really great idea. I could see the benefit of supporting the local businesses and keeping the front lines fueled and loved. So I sent out a quick Facebook post to our community group asking if other people would want to join in and do the same here in New Jersey. And 2 hours later, I mean, the interest was astounding. And Gina and I got connected the next day. Gina and my husband worked together at Madison High School. And like Chatham, Madison is a very giving community. So she automatically thought that this would resonate with her community as well. And just given that we're so closely aligned and we both are supported by Morristown Hospital, mm-hmm. we felt like it would make sense to collaborate. So therein FLAG was born.
So Gina, tell me a little bit about the community response. It sounds like a ton of people were involved right off the get-go.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for anyone to believe that this is by way of Liz and I is crazy, because it's truly these two towns and all the people that came together to support this idea. I mean, it was amazing to see just the immediate response of our communities. And not that I was surprised by it, because we are two towns who are very giving and generous and supportive. We often kind of come to each other's aid and support each other in that way. So I wasn't surprised that the response would be there. I just was shocked at how overwhelming it was. And I believe that to be part of everyone just kind of being cooped up in their homes and feeling a little helpless, looking for a way to be helpful in this weird time. And it really took off from there.
Gina, tell us a bit about, you know, the stuff you're collecting, what you're doing, all the different people who are involved. I know you guys have Girl Scouts, you have these things called Sewing Angels. Tell us about all the different stuff you're doing.
So one of my favorite things about this is that our group on Facebook became kind of this networking platform for, you know, you have all these people who have come join this group. So these are helpful people. They are people who are inspired to volunteer, and they're all kind of in one group. So from there, we've had a bunch of little subset groups develop. I think the biggest and maybe most impactful has been the Frontline Sewing Angels. That's led by Christine Preston. And I know she would feel the same in that no sort of individual credit. I mean, there's 80 plus sewers in this group, and they are churning out, I think the last count was somewhere over 7,000 hand sewn masks that they have pumped out into the communities, into the hospitals. Anyone that kind of raises a need, they literally have masks the next day or 2 days later. I mean, these people are incredible in what they've been able to do. A good thing to note, too, is that although they are under kind of a FLAG, like they're kind of in collaboration with FLAG, they are not funded by FLAG. So they have their own GoFundMe campaign. People can donate fabric. They can donate elastic. It's really quite an operation. It's crazy. So good. The other thing, community members have gotten involved with making these fuel boxes, which are super cute. A lot of people have taken it to become like kind of a craft that they do with their kids. They have either lunch bags or little takeout, like to-go cardboard boxes, little mini anything really. It doesn't have to go. It could be a party favor bag, but they put little snacks and waters and mints, and the outside is decorated with all inspiring messages and messages of gratitude and kind of like, keep going, and we see you, we appreciate you. Those have been such a tremendous gift to so many, and that includes the DPW workers, the postal workers, the people at the local pharmacy, you know, just those have gone out in droves to the community, and the response from those has been awesome as well.
Now, Liz, I know Flag isn't just in New Jersey. Tell me about how it's grown.
Oh my gosh, it's unbelievable. So we are in 24 states and have a total of 89 chapters at this point. And every day we get notices of other chapters that were either already formed and just hadn't told us, or they are up, getting up and running. We're encouraging collaboration across local areas if there already is a group, but someone else wants to join up. You know, just providing a little bit of a framework and basic idea for people to follow has given them such an easy model to follow. And that's really, to us, been so rewarding to see. There's only so much that Gina and I can do in Richmond, Virginia, but we have a team there on the ground who's now handling Richmond, Virginia, for example. And New York City is, you know, a very complicated place to cover, but we do have a team and they're attacking needs as quickly as they can, fundraising very actively. So in some cases, it's a small group. In other cases, it's a larger group of volunteers. And the range of people handling or leading those chapters is really, really cool. There are high school students, there are college students, there are people in their middle age, I'll call them, and then there are people who are over 60 running groups. And I think it has been so amazing to see the leadership willingness come out of this, and people saying, I just need to do something good. And none of us are doing it for any compensation or pay or recognition. We're all just doing it to reward the people on the front lines, keep our local businesses going. We all know the impact of those local businesses faltering and how many more unemployed people there would be if we weren't helping them in some way. So it's been amazing to see the outpouring of leadership here for sure.
Great. Is there anything else that you guys want to add? I guess just as, you know, a call out for if people want to start their own or how they can help out.
I was just going to say, if anybody's interested in more information or starting a flag in their area, they should go to our website, which is flag2020.org. There's a lot of information there to get you started. And then Liz and I are always available should anybody have further questions after reading what's on the website. You know, again, keep the donations coming, not only to our chapter, but to a chapter that's local to you. You can go on the website and find all the different chapters listed. When you click on their link, it will bring you likely to their Facebook page, and then you should be able to find the donation information from there. But I would encourage people to go online, look for somewhere close to you that's, you know, doing this initiative, and make a donation to get them, keep them going so that they can keep the front line going.
$20 to Flag is, it's a small out-of-pocket cost, but and smaller than someone doing takeout for their family at a restaurant, but it goes a long way. So we're stretching the dollars. Each one of our chapters is using a modified, like, smaller meal portion with restaurants. And so, for example, $20 buys three meals. And that's one of the, we're not shortchanging the restaurants, but we're using, again, smaller portions, and we're encouraging restaurants to use what they have, what they have access to, what they know is like a favorite for their restaurant amongst their customers, so that they can use this as a side form of advertising, but also just a less expensive way for them to participate as well. So with the $6 to $7 budget, we're still able to offer the restaurants a bit of profit in there and at least a way to keep their workers working, which is so helpful.
Like they said, you can find a Flag chapter near you or start one in your community by going online to flag2020.org. That's flag2020.org.